Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, it's Johanna here, your reader today. Today I am reading for tomorrow, for Shabbat. And it's going to be Shabbat, May the 18th, and the 10th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. This is the Shabbat with the Torah portion, Emor, so we'll be finishing the last part of that Torah portion today in this episode. We'll be reading Leviticus 24. Also, today in history, according to tradition, is the death of the high priest Eli. First Samuel 4:18 tells us, when he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell off the seat backward beside the gate, and his neck was broken and he died, for he was old and heavy. Thus he judged Israel 40 years. Well, before we get into our reading from Leviticus 24, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. I'm going to pray it for you in Hebrew today also. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר נותן תורת אמת ובשורת ישועה לעמו ישראל ולכל העמים על ידי בנו ישוע המשיח אדוננו. All right, let's start our readings from Leviticus 24. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, order Bnei Israel to bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to keep a lamp burning continually, outside of the curtain of the testimony, in the tent of meeting. Aaron is to keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It is to be a statute forever throughout your generations. He is to keep the lamps in order on the pure gold menorah before the Lord continually. Also, you are to take fine flour and bake 12 cakes of it, with 2/10 of an ephah in each cake. Then you are to set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. Set pure frankincense on each row as a memorial portion for the bread, an offering by fire to the Lord. Every Yom Shabbat he is to set it in order before the Lord continually. It is an everlasting covenant on behalf of Bnei Israel. It belongs to Aaron and his sons, and they are to eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him among the offerings of the Lord by fire, as a perpetual statute. Now the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among Bnei Israel, and a fight broke out between the Israelite woman's son and an Israelite man. The Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed, so they brought him to Moshe. His mother's name was Shlomit, the daughter of Divri, of the tribe of Dan. They put him in custody until the will of the Lord could be declared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Bring the one who cursed out of the camp, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and have the entire congregation stone him. Then you will speak to Bnei Israel, saying, 'Whoever curses his God will bear his sin. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord must surely be put to death. The whole congregation must stone him. The outsider as well as the native-born, when he blasphemes the name, is to be put to death. Whoever mortally strikes down any man must surely be put to death. Whoever mortally strikes down an animal is to make restitution, life for life. If anyone injures his neighbor, as he has done, the same is to be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he has injured someone, so it shall be done to him. Whoever kills an animal is to make restitution. But the one who kills a man is to be put to death. You are to have one standard of justice for the outsider as well as the native born. For I am the Lord your God.' So Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel, and they led the one who had cursed out of the camp, then stoned him with rocks. Thus Bnei Israel did as the Lord commanded Moshe." That was Leviticus 24. And now we're going to be reading this Shabbat's Haftarah portion, and it is Ezekiel 44, 15 through 31. "So the Levitical Kohanim, the sons of Tzadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when Bnei Israel wandered from me, will draw near to me to minister to me. They will stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood. It is a declaration of the Lord. They are the ones who will enter my sanctuary and draw near to my table to minister to me. They will keep my charge. It will be that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they will be clothed with linen garments. No wool will come on them while they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. They will have linen turbans upon their heads and linen underclothes upon their loins. They will not wear anything that causes sweat. Before they go out to the outer court, to the outer courtyard, to the people, they must take off their garments in which they minister and leave them in the holy chambers. They will put on other garments, so they do not consecrate the people while in their garments. They must not shave their heads or let their locks grow long. They must carefully trim the hair of their heads. No Kohen may drink wine before entering the inner court. None may take a widow or a divorced woman as his wife, for they must take virgins of the offspring of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a Kohen. They will teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and explain to them the difference between the unclean and the clean. In a lawsuit, they will stand to judge, and judge in accordance with my ordinances. They will keep my laws and my statutes in all my mo'adim, and keep my Shabbatot holy. They must not come near a dead person to defile themselves, only for a father, mother, son, daughter, brother or sister who had no husband, may they defile themselves. After he is cleansed, they will count 7 days for him. On the day he goes into the sanctuary, into the inner court to minister in the sanctuary, he is to offer his sin offering. It is a declaration of the Lord. It will be an inheritance for them. I am their inheritance. Do not give them any possession in Israel, for I am their possession. They will eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. Every devoted thing in Israel will be theirs. The first of all the first fruits of everything, and every offering of every kind from all your offerings will belong to the Kohanim. You will also give the Kohen the first of your dough. To make a blessing to rest on your house, the Kohanim may not eat any carcass, whether bird or beast, that dies of itself or is torn. That was Ezekiel 44, verse 15 through 31. And now our portion for this Shabbat from the Apostles is Colossians 2, 16 to 23. Therefore, do not let anyone pass judgment on you in matters of food or drink, or in respect to a festival or new moon or Shabbat. These are a foreshadowing of things to come. The reality is Messiah. Let no one disqualify you by insisting on false humility and worship of angels, going into details about what he has seen, puffed up without cause by his fleshly mind. He is not holding fast to the head. It is from him that the whole body, nourished and held together by its joints and tendons, grows with a godly increase. If you died with Messiah to the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to their rules? Don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. These all lead to decay with use, based as they are on man-made commands and teachings. Indeed, these are matters that have an appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and humility and self-denial of the body. Yet none are of any value for stopping indulgence of the flesh. That was Colossians 2, 16 through 23. And it concludes all our readings for this week. I pray that you have a blessed day of preparation and Shabbat, and that you feel the presence of the Lord in your home as you celebrate the Shabbat with your family. I am Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.